I guess it's like I said, when I was growing up, I was exposed only to Southerners, so we all talked the same, and nobody knew any different. You didn't think you sounded unless you went up north, and which was a rare occasion. I never visited the north until I was older.
Did people tell you were?
I have cousins who live in Philadelphia. One of my aunts, my father's sister, when she married, they moved to Philadelphia, to Pennsylvania, and they've been in Philadelphia all their lives, and my cousins were all born there, and I communicate regularly with one of them. We take turns calling each other just because we don't get to visit, so we try to stay in touch, and I'll call it's work mostly, because I'll be at work, and that's when we communicate the most, and even the people who answer the phone, if I leave a message on the recorder, they save the messages. He said they get such a kick out of listening to you talk. So they will save the messages so they can listen to my voice.
Tell me about the way he talks. What do you think?
Sounds like a Yankee.
And what is that you're picking up on? I mean, you can tell, do you think when you hear someone, you can tell whether they're from the South or...
But most of the time, yeah. Sometimes it's a little harder to tell, especially people who have been through college. Mm-hmm. You notice them dropping more and more of that Southern accent.
What do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. I work with a girl. She's 27, and she's from Mississippi and grew up in Mississippi. And she tells me how hard it was for her to drop that Mississippi twang. And I said, well, you know, did you think you needed to? And she said, well, she felt like that she could communicate better, or articulate better. I don't know why. But it never occurred to me to drop mine or to try to, although they've tried to get me to up north. He said, my cousin used to tell me, I spent about 3 months up there several years back, and he said, you know, before you leave here, we'll have you talking like a Yankee. And I said, it'll never happen.
Did people notice a change when you came back here at all?
Oh, are you kidding? I didn't even get near a northern accent. But I don't know why. I guess she just felt like that she didn't want to be viewed as, which is a huge Southern stigma, I think, that they view Southerners as rednecks or just old country people, which I think there's a big difference even in Southerners who were raised in Atlanta. When I grew up on the south side of town, so people talked more like I do. And as I've gotten older, I have friends who grew up in Atlanta, in the city, like in the Brookhaven, Buckhead area, which that was still a classy area back then, or what we used to call highfalutin. But I have a friend who grew up there, and she has that more what we call Buckhead Betty talk. You know, she talks like this. But she lives in Chester, South Carolina, which is a, talk about podunk little towns. But when she calls me, she, you know, she still talks like that. So it's a very proper Southern lady talk, and it's not so twangy as it is just drawn out. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult to explain unless you've heard it.
But you can pick up on it.
You can pick up on it. And her brother talks the same way.
Can you think of anything specific that's cueing you that maybe that's...